This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to our man Benjamin Albright. He covers the NFL. He works at KOA in Denver, but has been around for a very long time. And Benjamin, it's always good to have you back on. Let's start real quick with this Thursday night game. We said the Saints are banged up. What should we expect to see from Bo Nix and company tonight?
Well, traditionally, this offense has been a slow starter. So I think you're not going to see the opposite of fireworks early. It's an offense that gets going a little bit later. You know, you were talking right before I jumped on. I'll answer your question. You were talking right before you jumped on about needing some pass rushers. And I tell you what, man, we got an extra one. We got an odd man out here. Could I interest you in one for maybe a lightly used Kyle Pitts? If you want to pass that up the rungs, we could use some of that on the offensive side, because our tight end room is non-existent right now. We got Greg Dulcich, who's a healthy scratch. We got Adam Troutman, who's like watching paint dry when he's out there. It's slower than molasses in January. And then you got Lucas Kroll, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. So it's the tight end room isn't doing anything. You got the wide receiver room over here who gets open vertically. Bo doesn't see him. So they throw the ball around the line of scrimmage all the time, and that goes nowhere. And you got an offensive line that's a little banged up. So the offensive side of the ball ain't great. Defense, I mean, the Broncos are pretty good defensively. They got a top five defense. They're getting after the quarterback, one of the top sack pressure teams. They blitz an absurd rate, something like 40%. But without Pat Surtain, that may change things a little bit. You know, I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. He's really helped them hold things up in the secondary. And so that may change a little in this game.
Look, I would trade you Kyle Pitts for Nick Benito, but you're not going to send Benito to us because he's doing his job.
We might. Can I interest you in a Baron Browning, a lightly used Baron Browning?
But you have to. I need a sweetener on this deal. I have to throw in some draft picks or something. But yeah, Pitts, we can work all that.
You have your people call my people. We'll make that work.
Here we are. We're wheeling and dealing with our man Albright from Denver. Yeah, man. And Pitts, by the way, he's getting, as you heard our conversation coming on the air, he's getting more involved in the offense. So that's kind of rounding out nicely. We are, though, we're missing a piece. Do you think there will be some traction with Max Crosby or the Raiders? No way coming off Max Crosby. And what's going to happen with Hassan Redd?
Well, I'll say this. There's no way you're trading what it would take to get Max Crosby. I mean, the Raiders are absurd in their demands. You're talking about like three first rounders, things like you're not going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. So I think Max Crosby probably winds up a Raider for life unless he forces his way out of there. As far as Hassan Reddick goes, now there you might have some possibility. That's one of those ones that I think everybody just kind of wants to wash their hands of the thing at this point and get it done. The only sort of downside there is what is he exactly? What is his love for football at this point? Does he really have that? What is this sort of mercurial holdout with the Jets sort of been all about? I think he'd be a great fit down there. The question is, does he love football at this point?
I don't want that juju in my locker room.
I said this to Mike earlier.
Yeah, you're right.
About this, and this is what is not being heard around the country. And Benjamin, you're on it, because I think, you know, this is part of, do I want any part of that coming to my organization and having to deal with that? Because, by the way, whoever trades for him, there will be pressure for him to deliver. And if that GM, if it ends up being a bad deal, that GM's going to catch hell. So I'm very skeptical about the whole Hassan.
And that's why maybe Rosenhaus is trying to say, look, pal, your best options are here.
Yes, right? Yes, no doubt about it.
There's a second component to that, because if they trade him into the NFC – the deal with the Eagles accelerates the pick automatically to a second rounder going back to the Eagles. So the Jets may be reticent to trade him in the NFC.
Yeah. Hey, Benjamin Albright from KOA, NFL insider with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Do you have any idea what the Dolphins are going to do, or what, more importantly, what is Tua Tagovailoa going to do?
Well, I mean, the Tua should retire. I mean, let's be honest here. I struggle to believe that there's going to be a sane doctor on this planet that's going to sign off on him coming back this season, let alone ever. You know, these concussions are a serious thing. I hope that he's able to have a meaningful life. I hope that, you know, if some miracle he's allowed to play again, I hope he's successful and all that kind of stuff. I'm not rooting against him. I'm just saying somebody's got to get in his ear for the you know, the better part of sense here. As far as the Dolphins go, they certainly have had scouts out here at Colorado for several games now. So they've been keeping an eye on the Shedeur Sanders thing for sure. I think they're kind of in the tank this season. I think they're writing this season off and looking for the future.
Yeah. By the way, Shedeur, number one overall pick. What's your take on him?
Man, I don't know about that. There's a couple of players I think I'd take before him. This draft, it's interesting because this draft is really 15 players. Like there's like 12 to 15 top end players, and then it's really kind of a muddled middle. It's not a high end draft. It's more of a, you know, mid round draft this year. So there's a couple. I would take Travis Hunter before I take Shedeur, but the premium on quarterbacks kind of drives these quarterbacks up a little bit. He's got some issues. He needs the right city too. Like there's some places he's not going to go. You know, you don't want him in like a heartland city. You want him on the coast. You want him in a Miami.
Yeah.
You know, you want him somewhere like that. He needs that kind of environment, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Prime time. We were just talking about how, you know, these bizarrely way too early mock drafts are already starting. Carson Beck, I mean, are scouts just going to fall in love with him the way they fall in love with bad North Carolina quarterbacks? Or does he have to do something against Texas? Or his brand is already strong. He's going to be a top 10 guy no matter what.
Well, his brand's already strong, I'll tell you that. But he's got the tools. I think part of it, you know, he's sort of Sam Darnoldy in the way that, like, you know, one half of football, they'll show you something that you're like, well, what was that? And then the next half of football, you're like, oh, I see it now. And so there's sort of a little bit of that to his game. If he can find consistency over the rest of the season, I think that's the big thing for him. Everything's there. I mean, he doesn't have an elite arm, but it's good. He's got a great knowledge of pro passing concepts, things like that. He'll be a first rounder any which way you slice it. The question is where, and you know, he just needs to develop more consistency.
We are talking with Benjamin Albright, guys, NFL insider, as we kind of go around the league. Falcons getting ready for their matchup against Seattle on Sunday. A big matchup, obviously, is going to be Sunday night. Steelers taking on the Jets. We know the changes the Jets have made. Benjamin, two-part question. One, do you think the addition of Davante Adams, what's it do for that offense that's had so many issues? And then two, when you're talking about the Steelers, what the hell is Mike Tomlin doing? We've been talking about this today.
Yeah.
Why create a controversy when you don't need one? You saw Russ in Denver. Tell us what we're missing here.
Well, let's go back to the first question first. Let's start with the Jets. Do I think adding Davante Adams is a good thing? Sure. But it's also like adding a radio to a boat with a hole in it. It's not the problem. You know, the problem with the Jets isn't the receivers. I understand the Mike Williams thing and all that, but that's not the problem. The problem is they get run on and they get too many penalties. And adding a wide receiver doesn't solve either one of those. So, you know, I think they were premature in firing Saleh. I think they've got to get the penalties cleaned up, first of all, and the rest of it will take care of itself. But it's like adding luxury gold finishes, like I said, to a boat with a hole in it. You didn't patch the boat, but it sure looks pretty. So we'll see how that works out for them. As far as the Steelers go, you know, I know some people on that staff. Russ was always going to be the starter until the calf injuries flared up. So that was always the plan. Now, you know, with Justin out there, and they've won a few games, but apparently there's some internal discussion there because the offensive coordinator wants to stick with Fields, but just about everybody else wants to pivot. And a large portion of that is they think they're winning in spite of Justin Fields. So, you know, I thought Fields has shown a few things here or there. I didn't think he's done quite enough to get benched. But at the same time, I mean, you throw Russ out there, you'll figure it out real quick. One of the two is going to be the guy, and they're trying to figure out who's going to be the guy as far as the stuff goes anyway. So you got enough of an exposure with Fields. You can always put him back in, you know. This isn't a situation with a rookie where you yank him early, you undermine his confidence. Fields been around the block a little bit. He kind of knows. And I love what he said today in his interview or presser, when it was in the locker room, where he said, hey, look, I didn't play well enough to keep the job. If I had, we wouldn't be having the discussion. I love that about him. I've never been his biggest fan, but, man, I love that dude.
It is a hell of a story, and you're right, man. By the way, as we're talking with Benjamin Albright about those, about it, I just don't understand how Nathaniel Hackett got the job. You got to see him up close and personal. What a train wreck in Denver. Basically, to a national audience, you saw in his first game that he was in over his head. Was it just simply that he's literally Aaron Rodgers' valet, and that's how that whole thing transpired? And what is that relationship like now with Aaron Rodgers and the new OC?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, valet might be a little strong, more like coffee getter. You know,
coffee getter.
Nate Hackett, man, that was. I'll say this: look, Nate. Everybody around the league loves Nate Hackett. They love Nate Hackett, the person. I remember when he got hired, and you know, and I was asking, you know, asking about down there at the Senior Bowl, and just kind of polling people about him a little bit, and everybody's, oh, I love it. Nate got a job. He's a good dude. He's a good. And then finally, I'd ask the question: well, can he coach? And it would be a lot of him and hawing right after that, you know. And so that kind of tipped me off early. Then, and I will never forget this as long as I live. We get to training camp. It's a third day camp. They're getting out there, they're doing some stuff at 7-on-7s. And he just walks up to me and he's like, "You want to run around?" And I think that was the moment where I was like, "This is not serious. This is not what we're doing here. It's not serious. You've got a journalist. You're asking of a journalist wants to butt in on 7, dude. Like, what are we doing here?"
Oh my God!
The card that followed was not surprising.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.